And let's turn now to one of the fiercest business rivalries made possible by the smartphone app revolution. It's time for All Tech Considered. Hundreds of thousands of people now drive for either Uber or Lyft, providing rides at the touch of an app. There have been legal debates over their status. Are the drivers contractors or employees? Can they unionize? Now add this to the driver's dilemma. When they sign on to drive for one company, drivers become a recruitment target for the other. Here's NPR's Aarti Shahani in San Francisco.
In the Bay Area, both companies are big, and competition for drivers is so great that about a year back, Uber sent covert operatives into Lyft cars to recruit. Isabella Dirabiondi was one of these covert operatives.
And, like, I don't really care Lyft versus Uber, like, but I had the chance to make money and I was getting free Lyft rides.
In November of 2014, a woman who worked for Uber told Dirabiondi she could make cash quick. They met right here at the Arbor Cafe in Oakland.
She had a laptop and she had me sign some, like, online papers, and I think she had some, like, paper papers.
By the end of 2014, Uber had hired hundreds of people across the country for this very grassroots job. For its part, Lyft says it offers bonuses to current drivers who sign on new ones. Dirabiondi got Uber training quickly.
We took a couple of rides together and she kind of showed me how to do it.
The recruiter, who independently verified these details with NPR, gave Dirabiondi an iPhone. For 2 months, she would order Lyft cars, hop in, and start chatting up the driver. How you doing? How's your day?
Oh, where are you from? Asking kind of like nice people questions, just being nice.
And then casually slip in.
Why'd you decide to drive for Lyft? Oh, yeah, that's really interesting.
Nod, nod, nod. And then
you'd be like, well, would you ever consider driving for Uber? Like, why did you decide Lyft over Uber?
At this point in the conversation, Dirabiondi would reveal she's an Uber ambassador. And if the driver signs up right now, they each make hundreds of dollars. Interestingly, only one guy agreed. Dirabiondi says the big bonus wasn't enough.
A lot of people chose Lyft because of the, like, morals of it versus Uber. You know, it was more of a, like, friendly company.
That's the thing, yeah. I think that there is a difference in the relationship between passengers and drivers in the two platforms.
Scott Christofferson drives for Lyft and Uber. NPR spoke with 24 people who decided to work for both. And consistently, these drivers say, in Lyft cars, there are fewer expectations. Passengers are supposed to hop in the front seat and be friendly because, as the motto goes, the driver is your friend with a car.
I have very few problems with Lyft passengers. They're generally very nice, or if they're not nice, they're quiet.
Uber started as a luxury brand. Its motto is everyone's private driver. So Christofferson says, for people like him, people who drive super part-time, who have other jobs, it's not a great feeling when passengers expect a chauffeur.
They don't really kind of care about what you think of them. And so it's a little more fraught.
Financially, there are differences, too. NPR examined drivers' payment statements. Lyft takes 20% of fares, Uber takes 20 to 25% on the standard service, and 28% on the SUV service. Most drivers say these percentages are fairly comparable. It's another line item that stands out.
The one thing that Lyft does and Uber doesn't is tipping. Did you notice that, looking at the things?
Chief Marketing Officer Kira Wampler says Lyft is more focused on driver well-being than Uber is because it's got a different mission. While both companies want to improve transportation, Lyft explicitly has an environmental goal: to get fewer cars on the road and fill empty seats.
You can't fill every seat in every car unless the people in the car treat each other well.
Uber declines an interview to discuss driver benefits. But in an email, a company spokeswoman says it's misleading to just say Uber takes a bigger cut from drivers. Driver earnings depend a lot on how many rides they get, and Uber has more passengers calling. On tipping, she says, research shows tips are not really based on quality of service, so drivers could be rewarded or dinged unfairly. Ryder Pierce, co-founder of SherpaShare, a site that tracks wages and expenses for on-demand drivers, says competition benefits workers. When Uber or Lyft announces a new perk, the other follows.
Uber and Lyft will both recognize that if they don't keep rates competitive and add more driver perks, and both have very large teams working on this, they will lose out on drivers.
Many drivers work for more than one service. Pierce says they don't have a strong incentive to be loyal because their bottom line is
they just want to log in and have passengers to pick up.
If one company won, got all the business, he says, drivers would lose out. Arthi Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.